All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM, and I just witnessed one of the funniest things I've heard or seen at KLSX since I've been here.
Yeah.
And it's going on 11 years, so that says something. But I saw Jerry Wischowski coming out of the men's room, and he didn't know I was around the corner.
Uh-huh.
And all I hear is, "Don't forget to wipe, Brian."
Like I would actually ever use the stall in the men's room.
Why did you say that, Jerry? What was going on in that men's room?
Because I was just making sure that he was going to wipe with the sanitary wipes that they
have. Yeah, they have Purell sanitary wipes, which I used. I have obsessive compulsive disorder. People who listen to this show know when I have to go, like number two, I drive home. I literally, in 3 years, two times have left the show, gotten in my car, driven home to use my home bathroom.
Yes.
I would never use the bathroom here.
All right. This station runs a lot of great contests, and this is one of the bigger ones we've run lately. And Dr. Saporin here is going to tell us about it. And Dr. Saporin, by the way, is a guy who is not only is he into, you know, plastic surgery, he's one of the great plastic surgeons of all time, but he also does hair transplant procedures, and he's giving away one for free.
Wow.
Worth about $10,000.
Yeah, that's an unbelievable value.
Yeah. Dr. Saporin, how are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing?
All right.
I'm glad I could catch the tail end of that scatological conversation.
Oh, with Frosty and Brian, huh? Oh, babo. I hope you're already shopping for them, you know?
I had to wake up for this.
Yeah.
It's late for me.
They're going to be registered, I believe.
All right, Tim. Okay.
At Bed Bath & Beyond. All right, Dr. Saporin, so what's happening? What's with the big giveaway here?
Well, I just thought it would be a great way to bring attention to the fact that people have, you know, a lot of insecurities about their hair, and there's many different reasons why people lose their hair. And I thought it would be nice to offer a free transplant to the person who can come up with, in an articulate fashion, the reason why their life would be improved by having a hair transplantation. Because I think not enough emphasis is placed on the why we do things in cosmetic surgery in general and in hair transplant in specific. You know, people just rush to do things without putting much thought into it. And I thought this contest would not only be nice, number one, to provide someone with a free transplant, but also just to, you know, put an emphasis on the fact that you should be properly motivated. And there's not one, you know, right, you know, there's not a person who has a better reason to get hair than another person.
Right.
And I think whoever has the most compelling story or can put it down the best and is the person that I will ultimately choose.
Now, let me stop you for a second and tell people how to do this. You go to our website, 971freefm.com, and you click on contests, and then you click on Dr. Saporin, S-I-P-O-R-I-N, or you can go to drsaporin.com. Now, Dr. Saporin, before he got into hair, was a plastic surgeon and still does plastic surgery, but he may be the only man on the planet who has operated and given bigger boobs to his mom.
No. Oh, I hope she's sleeping,
Doctor
Conway.
Doctor.
I hope my mom is asleep.
Doctor.
Jesus Christ.
Dr. Saporin,
I'm not proud of that.
No, well, you shouldn't be.
I'm not proud of that.
I'm going to try to reel back.
I think you should be proud. It's nice work.
That deserves some explanation.
No, I think it really doesn't.
I did not volunteer to touch my mom's breasts to replace them. Believe me. I got really duped into that. She had had them done before, and they were bad. You know, she had them done in the early 70s.
And you didn't think they looked that great?
No. When you would check her out,
you'd be like, nah, those aren't hot.
I just quit while I'm behind. No. No explanation either. I came into the operating room. The surgeon didn't show up. He was a friend of mine, but she had kind of planned it that way. So the day of surgery, here I am. It was in my office, but my partner was out of town. Everybody was there, and they were like, yep, you're doing it. I was like, oh.
Dr. Saporin, when you're not operating on your mom and giving your mom new boobs, when men come in to see somebody who does plastic surgery or hair transplants, people normally think that the client is a woman, but more and more today, guys are going in for obviously hair transplants, but for plastic surgery too. What are some of the more common plastic surgeries that men are selecting?
Well, you know, liposuction is very common in men, as is rhinoplasty, you know, nose jobs. Eyelid surgery is also up there with men. But for sure, for men, the biggest procedure, most common procedure, is hair transplants. But that's so simple. I mean, that's not even done under general anesthesia. So in terms of general plastic surgery cases, I would definitely say that liposuction is the most common. And now men more and more are doing ancillary procedures or non-surgical procedures to enhance themselves, like Botox or filler.
Oh, boy.
Botox is really simple. I'm going to get Conway hooked on that.
Nah, dude, I don't know. But anyway, so listen, so they go to our website and they fill out, I guess it's 97 words or less. I don't know how many words it is, but go to 971freefm.com and look under contests and then fill out the application there. And if you're selected, you'll have a consultation with Dr. Saporin.
I just want to be clear. I want them to write down, you know, the reason that they have hair loss or what the underlying cause is, as far as they know, and how, in their own words, they feel having hair will make them, make their lives better.
Doctor, is your mom disqualified from participating?
She's already reached her quota of plastic surgery.
All right, this is for hair. This is not for liposuction or anything. This is for hair.
Right, okay, exactly. Right.
All right, and a procedure worth up to $10,000.
Exactly.
Okay. All right, doctor, I'll see you Sunday, buddy.
Okay, great. Thanks,
you're a big stud, man.
Thank you, doctor.
All right, there he goes. Dr. Saporin. You can also check out his website, drsiporin.com, drsiporin.com. All right, we have a young lady in front of us here who is knows more about Hollywood and the gossip and everything going on. She runs the Evil Beat, and it's evilbeatgossip.com. Beat is spelled B-E-E-T, as in the vegetable. And Sasha's with us. Nice to see you, man. Look at you.
Hi, guys. It's nice to be here.
All right. How long have you been doing this?
A couple years now.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. You enjoy it?
I love it. I love it. I have a great job.
Where do you get most of your gossip from?
You know, that's a common question.
Thank you.
I do.
From
I work
a common man.
I work a lot with the paparazzi, with the photo agencies. I do. I pay them and I get information from them. I have sources all around the clubs in L.A. And then some of it you just get off the AP wire from People Magazine, that sort of thing.
All right.
You know, I saw, it's funny, Sasha from evilbeatgossip.com is here. It's funny you say that about the photos. In my neighborhood, I saw about a month ago, Newman from Seinfeld.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
Yes. Teaching his daughter how to ride a bicycle. It was very cute. You know, they live somewhere in the neighborhood, and she was on the bike with the training wheels and everything. And it was just very cute. You know, I thought, oh, there's a dad. I looked and thought it was cute. And then I realized, oh, it's, you know, second thought, I realized it was Newman. And then I thought to myself, now, if I took a picture of that.
No.
No. Okay.
Nothing?
No.
Nothing.
No.
What is the big picture you're looking for? What would you pay $10,000 for?
Yeah, what are we looking for?
It's pretty much what you'd expect. You know, Britney, Paris, Lindsay, that sort of thing. Babies, Nicole Richie's baby, Jennifer Lopez's babies. Those are the big sellers.
What would you pay for Jennifer Lopez's baby if I had a picture?
If you had an exclusive picture?
An exclusive picture. Nobody else had it.
A couple $1,000 maybe, but People Magazine would pay you way more.
Is that right? Mm-hmm. Oh, then
People Magazine paid her, I believe, $6 million for the first exclusive photos of her babies.
Wow, is that right?
Jesus. Yes.
She got $6 million?
I think it was $6 million she got.
So that makes then, Sasha, of all of the Us Weekly and People Magazine and OK Magazine, the one that pays the most is clearly People, obviously, then, right?
I think it goes back and forth. There are some British publications that pay quite a bit. OK Magazine has been known to pay a lot for photographs. But People Magazine pays very well to get exclusives, yes.
All right. Now let's go through this. Steve O is in a psych ward?
Steve O is in Cedars-Sinai, yes.
Oh, Babu, what happened there?
On my website, you can...
Jerry, please, he's in a psych ward.
On my website, you can find a video he made about a week ago where he is holding a gun to his head and trashing his apartment. So apparently he sent a suicide note out to his friends. And so he's in the hospital now. And when he's done with the hospital, the LAPD wants him on cocaine charges. So he's in for a good run.
Ah, now you know this for sure, huh?
Yes.
Oh, boy. All right. Now, have you ever been sued for something you wrote?
I have not. I get cease and desist letters a lot.
Right, like including tonight? After that story?
Possibly. But yes, no, I mean, I'm pretty sure that's confirmed.
Okay.
That the LAPD wants him on cocaine charges.
Now, can he say this is just a stunt? I mean, the guy's known for that.
Right. He does stunts all the time.
I don't think having cocaine in your apartment is considered a stunt.
Well, no. I mean, the suicide email.
It's not a stunt, Jerry.
Please. Going into the psych ward.
Yeah, sure. He could say that. I mean.
All right. Sorry. All right. Well, that's an interesting story. When is he coming out of the psych ward? Is he in 72-hour hold?
I heard he was on a 2-week hold, but that may have changed.
Weeks.
Brittany was originally supposed to be on a 2-week hold as well, but that didn't stick. So we'll see.
Oh, Bobo.
How is Owen Wilson doing? I know that Owen Wilson had that scare where we thought he tried to hurt himself.
Right.
Then I see billboards now for his new movie, so I'm thinking he's doing okay.
You know, he does seem to be doing okay. There are rumors that he's getting back together with Kate Hudson, which we all know how that turned out last time, so I'm not sure if that's a good thing for him, yeah. But his career does seem to be back on track.
That breakup was rumored to be one of the reasons that he was so despondent, you know, in the first place.
Yes, and Owen has struggled with alcohol and drug abuse in the past. He had been clean for a while, and then I think sometime during the Kate Hudson relationship, he began drinking and using again, and that led to the suicide attempt, I believe.
Oh, man. All right, now it says here also you're going to be on the Conway and Whitman show tonight at 11 o'clock or 10 o'clock?
That's true,
yeah,
didn't
all right. That is another piece of true
I'm plugging
gossip.
You guys.
All right, then what else is happening? What is Paris Hilton up to?
Paris Hilton is dating a guy by the name of Benji Madden. He is Joel Madden's brother. This is a rather new relationship. Benji Madden just broke up with an Australian actress by the name of Sophie Monk. And within a week, he was on Paris Hilton's arm. So I think this is just another one of Paris Hilton's publicity stunts.
Right. And I see the picture you have of her.
Yeah.
It looks like that was taken up at the Beverly Glen Shopping Center.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
So now that's an exclusive picture, right?
No, it's not exclusive to my website.
Oh,
no.
I see. Okay. So, but somebody, paparazzi or somebody, took that picture of her.
Yes, that came from a photo agency.
Now, we asked you, Sasha, a moment ago. Again, the website is evilbeatgossip.com. Evilbeatgossip.com. B-E-E-T. We asked you about some of the hot celebrities, and you mentioned Lindsay Lohan and Britney Spears and stuff like that. But isn't there a category, and give us some names, of celebrities that we've overdosed on now? We're kind of, this society is done with these people. And I think Britney Spears is dangerously close to that point. I think Lindsay Lohan is dangerously close to the point where people are going to stop caring, and there's this new breed coming in that people seem to care about and want to know more about.
You know, you do kind of have the new crowd of celebrities coming in, the younger girls especially, who tend to be the ones, you know, going on record. Like we saw Britney, you know, so many years ago, going on the record, you know, I'm going to remain a virgin till marriage. I don't go to the clubs, blah, 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 blah. That'll all change. But, you know, it's easy to say that people are going to overdose on Paris and Britney and Lindsay, but these are young women who have been on the scene for a long time and who have been doing stupid stuff for a long time, and we're not bored yet. They're still selling magazines.
Right.
Have you met them?
I've met Lindsay. I haven't. I've seen Paris in person a few times. I've never seen Britney.
Now, the one that I'm waiting for, she's too young, so I'm not waiting for anything now. I'm, you know, 5 years from now. Maybe 9, 10 years from now, is Miley Cyrus,
yes.
Hannah Montana.
Yes.
You mean 5 weeks from now?
No. She's 16 years old, isn't she?
I think she's 15.
Okay.
Yeah, but she's in the diamond lane, right? I mean, she's a lot more mature
yeah.
than most 15 years old.
Right, but I think
she certainly dresses more maturely, yeah. That's for sure. I see pictures of her, and I think, you know, who let her out of the house like that.
But she's squeaky clean. I mean, there's been no...
She is right now, but she's 15 years old. There were rumors that she was dating one of the Jonas Brothers, who are kind of the new young boy band,
yeah,
the
they
next
performed,
Hanson.
They performed on New Year's Eve.
Okay, yeah. But I guess they broke up, and now as far as
that?
I know, Miley's single.
What?
How would you know then?
How would I know who performed on New Year's Eve?
Yeah.
Because I watched Dick Clark and my friend Ryan Seacrest, their show on New Year's Eve.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And Hannah Montana, Carrie Underwood was on there, and those dudes, the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah.
Mm. All right. Now, what's happening with the Beverly Hills?
And I'm also into music, Tim. I listen to a lot of music. So, you know. At
least you just jumped at that. You, like, got excited that you knew who they were. All right.
I'm just adding Tim to the conversation.
What's happening with Beverly Hills 90210? They're going to remake this show?
Word on the street is that the CW is considering doing a remake of 90210. They're hiring a writer right now, so it's still in the real early stages.
Same cast?
No. No. I mean, there hasn't been talk of bringing back the same cast. There's been talk of having them come on for guest appearances, but, you know, I can't imagine that any of them has anything better to do at this point, so I assume they'll get some of them.
They should take the old cast and do Forest Lawn 91604.
We had
at least
on,
for their careers, right?
I'm just talking about their age. I don't know about their careers. I think they're all pretty doing pretty well.
We had Melissa Joan Hart on when she was very pregnant at the Grammys. Has she had that kid?
Yes, she did have the kid on Wednesday, I believe. Oh, yesterday, boy. I think she had the kid.
And when they were on the air, I forget the name of her boyfriend.
Mark Wilkerson.
Okay.
He's her husband.
He was with her. Okay, they were together. And they said they knew what they were having. But wouldn't say, but then I think she slipped up and didn't even realize it. They had a boy, right?
They had a boy,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, okay.
All right. And so what's happening with Madonna? She just got this big award. Is she getting crazy this week?
Madonna was inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame last week by Justin Timberlake. She's got that new album being released. The first single off it, 4 Minutes to Save the World, hit the internet about a week ago, and I had it on my website and got a very angry letter from Warner Brothers about that.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they weren't happy about it. But it was all over the radio in France for a while.
Oh, boy.
Now, sorry, Tim. No, I was just going to say that one of our heroes and a personal man who's had personal business dealings with Tim Conway Jr. is out of jail now. The founder of Girls Gone Wild.
Joe Francis, right? My favorite.
He did Girls Gone Wild, and Joe Francis is now out of jail. I guess he was there about a year, right?
11 months, yes.
Yeah, he did a videotape. Comedians and their sons go wild. And it was my dad and I in Vegas, topless and, you know, running around with other chicks.
I can't tell
sell.
If you're joking.
It didn't sell at all.
It didn't sell.
It was terrible. It's a great idea, but he couldn't sell it. All right, Kate Bosworth. What's happening with this woman?
You know, her career's going fairly well. She looks healthy these days. She looks a lot better than she did. She used to be way too skinny. You know, she looked really
disappearing.
Sickly. Yes, but now she looks a lot healthier. I think she's such a beautiful girl, and I think it's so nice to see her look healthy and beautiful again.
Sasha is with us from evilbeatgossip.com. Something we haven't heard about in a long time, and we heard about it nonstop for several months. So I'll ask you for an update, is on Anna Nicole Smith's child, and I guess the father is that Larry Burkhead, and but there was a rumor that Larry Burkhead was in a gay relationship with her...
Howard K. Stern.
Right, with her lawyer or something.
Yes.
What, do we know anything? How's the baby really is what matters most, I guess.
Dani Lynn is doing well. She's doing really well. A court recently decided that she does get... the inheritance that Anna Nicole was supposed to get from her ex-husband is going to go to Dani Lynn if she does win that court case.
Uh-oh.
So she should be set for life, that young lady. And it seems like Larry Burkhead is doing a good job of being a father. I don't think there was any truth to those rumors about him and Howard K. Stern. I never believed those.
And I know that Larry Burkhead for a while was involved with his own attorney, the female attorney that represented him. There seemed to be. So that's not rocky, or it seems to be calm.
Yes, everything seems to have settled down in that situation, and I think it's all for the best for Dani Lynn, you know.
All right, if you have a question for Sasha here, she runs evilbeatgossip.com. She knows everything that's going on in Hollywood. So if you have a question about your favorite show, maybe your favorite celebrity, here are the phone numbers. 520-9710. That's 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. You can get all the information at evilbeatgossip.com. And beat is spelled B-E-E-T, like the vegetable. It's Conway and Whitman, live at 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sasha's with us from evilbeatgossip.com, B-E-E-T, evilbeatgossip.com. And she's getting 500,000 hits a day on her website, 500,000 to 1,000,000 every day. So check it out and be the first to know. She will have the information on that site before almost anybody. So if you have another gossip site you go to right now, take them off your homepage and go to evilbeatgossip.com.
You mentioned before, Sasha, that like People Magazine paid $6 million to Jennifer Lopez, you know, for exclusive photos of her baby, I think you said.
Yeah.
But with the internet, with sites like yours, evilbeatgossip.com, with obviously the Drudge Report and all of these websites that people go to, and there's obviously others, do you think that magazines are like newspapers, Tim and I have talked about, newspapers are kind of going away. Do you think magazines, celebrity magazines are going away, or people will always want the pictures? Maybe that's the reason they stay around.
What I always say when people ask that is there's always going to be a market for shiny pictures. You know, everyone wants to hold the shiny, glossy magazine on the beach and flip through the articles. And the other side of that, too, is that, right now, still, the magazines like People and OK and Star, they're the ones going out there and getting the scoop, and they have the budgets to pay all these sources and to come up with all the stories. A lot of the stories that we bloggers probably couldn't find out, they can get in there and figure it out.
So that's what you consider yourself as a blogger?
Absolutely. Okay. Yes.
All right. Now, what's happening with Ryan Seacrest? He's dating some chick?
Holly Huddleston,
is
yes.
Is that right?
She's one of the Ollie girls from Sunset Tan.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
What's his
I think
name again?
She's – what?
What's his name again?
Ryan Seacrest. All right, but this guy's got a huge house, too, right? I mean, this guy's doing very well for himself.
Ryan Seacrest is an empire, yes, absolutely. Yeah. He's doing well. And Holly is absolutely adorable. I love the Ollie girls. I think they're both so cute.
Are they living together?
No, I don't think so.
No?
No.
You're going to go to – you'll be invited if they marry, right?
I would hope I'd get an invitation, yeah.
Yeah.
I worked with them for a number of years.
Okay. Slide up there.
I would think I would be on the list for – I would hope.
Can I be your date?
But you know what? He's the kind of guy – Ryan's the kind of guy, I'll tell you, when he does get married, if he got married to her, he's the kind of guy who might just take off to Hawaii and in a very, very small ceremony that nobody really knew was coming, get married and – That he strikes me a little bit. And then I'd have a big party later, maybe, but he's a very private guy.
Right. He doesn't seem to be the kind of guy that wants his private life in the tabloids.
No, yeah. He doesn't.
All right. So Brooke Hogan is getting her own TV show. Is that right?
That's what they're saying, yes, that Brooke Hogan's going to get a spinoff of Hogan Knows Best.
Really?
Yeah, and I think the reason they started, the only reason Hulk Hogan agreed to do that TV show was to promote Brooke's recording career. So I think this was the long-term plan anyway, was to make Brooke a star in her own right.
How long do you keep pushing your daughter's career before you throw in the towel?
Yeah, that's a good question. She's released a couple of albums. Her 2006 release was called Undiscovered, which I think is hilarious because the thing sold barely more than 100,000 copies.
Aptly
named
Undiscovered.
Record, yes. and she, you know, the girl, God bless her heart, she has the most horrible fashion sense. Whenever I see her on the red carpet, I'm just like, and she's very proud of being her own stylist. She doesn't hire a stylist. She does it all herself. And, you know, every time I see her on the red carpet, I just think, hire a stylist, honey, throw in the towel. You know?
All right. If you have a question for Sasha, she's with us, evilbeatgossip.com. Matt, you're on 97.1 Free FM. What do you want?
What's up, Timmy and Frosty?
Hey.
How you doing?
All right, man.
I just wanted to, I just saw the Steve O film, and Sasha, I don't mean to disagree with you, and I know that you are on the top of the tabloids and everything else, you have something to sell, but it didn't look like he was really trying to kill himself. I mean, it didn't look any worse than he was trying to staple his junk to his leg, which he's done numerous times before.
No, I agree with you. I don't think he was trying to kill himself in that video.
Okay.
I mean, listen, if that's the only reason he went to the psych ward, we'd all be there.
Sure.
Well,
who hasn't tried that?
He's got a screw loose, but that's why he's made $200 million. Or not a couple hundred million, but that's why he's made some money.
Absolutely.
Right. Okay, so you're not, I don't know. I just saw that video, and I was thinking that he wasn't doing anything out of the ordinary.
All right, you made your point. Thanks, dude. All right, now what's happening with Jennifer Aniston? She's sort of been off the radar.
Yeah, you know, she's not a big story anymore. I don't know that she wants her love life after everything she went through with Brad Pitt. I don't know that she really wants her love life in the tabloids ever again.
Yeah, that's what Jerry sort of says. They just casually hang out in Malibu and go to, what is that, Coogies you go to with her?
Yeah, Jerry, what is that?
Coogies, is that right?
Yeah. No, that's where we go.
Yeah.
You know who
she's calling me right now, actually. Hold on.
All right.
You know, I thought about the other day because I saw her on TV and hadn't thought about her for such a long time until I saw her on TV, and I wondered, what is she doing now? Monica Lewinsky. Is like she like doing anything? She was selling handbags.
Oh, Monica Lewinsky. I have no idea. Yeah. I have no idea what Monica Lewinsky's. Yes, last I heard, she was selling handbags.
She had that business where she was selling her own bags.
Yeah,
or
I don't know how that went for her.
Wouldn't it be weird if Hillary Clinton became our next president, and that she had sex in the Oval Office with Monica Lewinsky?
God.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
That would be weird.
Biggest tabloid story.
And you had a picture of that. That'd be worth $2 million, right?
$2 million at least.
All right. Let's talk to Bill in Hollywood. You're on 97.1. How are you?
Hi. Love the show.
Thank you.
Also, I had a quick question for Sasha. I was curious. I saw Laura Flynn Boyle on Law & Order last night, and I was wondering if she had any recent plastic surgery or she didn't look healthy. She looked like she'd been stung by a lot of bees.
Yeah, I was wondering that, too. What's happening with her?
You know, I don't know anything for sure. It wouldn't surprise me if Laura Flynn Boyle had plastic surgery. You know, she's kind of a train wreck. Every time I look at her, I just think, first of all, she needs to eat. And, yeah, I mean, her face doesn't look healthy these days. So I would guess that there's plastic surgery involved, but I don't know that for a fact.
Hey, how hot is George Clooney's new chick?
Sarah Larson. I'm bitter at Sarah Larson
because
I wanted to be George Clooney's girlfriend. So, and you know, she's just this kind of nobody. I think she was a go-go dancer in Vegas or something like that, and he picked her up, and all of a sudden she's on, you know, the Oscars red carpet and all over these magazine covers, and that was supposed to be me. So I'm
really
a little
hot, man.
A little bitter with Sarah Larson.
Hey, now Matt Damon got married, right? This guy's married. How long has he been married?
Matt Damon's been married for a few years. His wife's name is Luciana Barroso, I believe, and she is pregnant now.
She's an actress, right?
I don't think
or model or something.
I think she's another one that, you know, she was waitressing for him or something like that. But she's pregnant with his second child right now.
Oh, bubble.
And now what about his buddy Ben Affleck, of course, who seems to be less in the news than he was at one time?
Right. You know, Ben Affleck's still married to Jennifer Garner. They have their little daughter, who I believe is named Violet, and she is just precious. And you always see Jen in the pictures kind of walking around New York with her. And The stroller, yes. And she's just the cutest little baby.
And what about, you know, obviously American Idol? What's happened with the three of them, the three judges? Any, there's always something going on with the three of them.
You know, I don't know really what's going on.
What are the rumors
on
about Paula and the pills and the drinking? Is that all BS?
No, that's, I mean, I don't know.
It depends when you watch, I guess, right? You know, some nights.
Right, some nights she's sober. I don't know, I think it's safe to assume that she has a problem with the pills.
Is that right?
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah. And I don't either pills or alcohol, but she's a little loopy. And if you watched, she had that reality TV show a little bit back.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I saw that. I like that show. Is that still on?
I don't think so.
No,
but
I like
it was called
show.
Hey Paula. And I don't know if it's still on or not. But I remember watching one episode and just, you know, at one point she just fell down in the middle of a room. She, you know, and
I thought they were going to do the second series of that show. It was going to be called Hey Walgreens.
Maybe. I don't know. But
all right. Let's talk to a Frank in Anaheim. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hello.
Hey.
No, it's Blake.
Oh. All right.
Go ahead.
Hold on, dude. All right. Well, that's great. I heard the second season was going to be called Hey Rite Aid. All right, Frank and Blake in Anaheim, you're on 97.1.
Two-part question. First one, Eddie Van Halen. I want to know what he's doing. He says he's on vacation. I think he's in rehab.
He's
Second
in rehab.
Part, Valerie Bertinelli, lover.
Wait a minute. Eddie Van Halen's in rehab?
Eddie Van Halen is in
rehab.
How
do you know that?
Because I know these things.
Is that right?
Yeah, he's in rehab.
For what, drinking drugs?
Drinking drugs. The whole bit. He's always in and
he's
out of
rehab.
He's
got a show coming up at the Wiltern, though, doesn't he?
I don't know, but he's probably not going to be there. Aww. Although, you know, actually what I heard, now that I think about it, I think he's only in for a week. I think he's just detoxing. I don't think he's in for a month.
Do you know what facility he's in?
Detoxing for what, though?
Don't you detox in a hospital?
Or in a rehab.
Oh, really? Okay. Mm-hmm.
Pills and beer. Right.
That's my understanding. I don't know if there are any other drugs involved, but it's something that's going to take him a week to detox.
What's the second part of your question, Blake?
It was Valerie Bertinelli. I know I see her on TV, but what's the story with her?
Valerie Bertinelli bores me to death, so I don't know very much about her. But I know she's
a mutual. Is Valerie Bertinelli bored to death by you?
I don't think she's amused by me, certainly. But
she lost a lot of weight. She's on those commercials.
She was on Oprah. You know, she did a little bit on Oprah. I think that actually might have been on my website, come to think of it. But she did. She lost a lot of weight. She seems to be doing a lot better than she was in years previous. But I don't follow Bertinelli too much.
You mentioned rehab. What are the big rehabs? There's obviously Promises in Malibu. And by the way, do you know where Eddie is?
I don't. I do not think he's in an L.A. rehab. I think he's out of state.
Oh, okay. But here there's Promises in Malibu.
Betty Ford in Palm Springs.
Betty Ford. I'm trying to keep track of
that. There's Wonderland.
Now, Wonderland is in the Hollywood Hills, right?
Yes.
Okay. There's three.
Brian.
Now, what's the cheapest? Wonderland's cheaper, right?
No, Wonderland is not cheaper. I believe Betty Ford is $25,000 a month. So that would
be
the cheapest of those.
Wow.
Promises is about $50,000, and I think think Wonderland is 60 or 70.
Lindsay Lohan's the only one that knows the soup of the day at the Betty Ford Clinic.
At the Betty Ford Clinic, do you? I mean,
Betty
honestly,
Ford is the only one she hasn't been to, actually.
Is that right?
She's been to Promises, Wonderland, and Circle Lodge in Utah.
Oh, boy.
Now, what is the. Oh, if you go out of state, it's certainly less expensive. If you're not in Hollywood, right? It's less.
No, Circle Lodge is also very expensive. That's where Kirsten Dunst is right now. It's where Eva Mendes was.
At the Betty Ford Center, it's true they have a wing for celebrities and a wing for non-celebrities, right?
I don't know, but I would guess not.
Oh, okay.
All right. If you have a question for Sasha, she is with us, and she runs evilbeatgossip.com. Beat is spelled B-E-E-T, so don't put B-E-A-T in. You'll be frustrated. If you have a question for 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM.
Now back to Conway and Whitman.
Jesus Christ.
On 97.1 KLSX, the FM talk station.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. Sasha's with us from Globe Magazine.
From evilbeatgossip.com. But beat, this is the trick, is spelled like the vegetable.
Yeah, evilbeatgossip.com.
Evilbeatgossip.com. Now, let me ask you, Sasha. The National Enquirer is reporting. We all heard the news about Patrick Swayze being diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. The right. National Enquirer has an exclusive that says he has 5 weeks to live.
That's what people were saying earlier. His rep or his doctor released a statement saying that they're considerably more optimistic than that. I mean, that they caught it early and that he's responding well to treatment. Generally, the outlook for pancreatic cancer is not good, but that's also because it's generally not caught until later. But his doctor's saying they caught it early, which is rare for this type of cancer, and that, you know, 5 weeks is probably...
How's he look, though? Any photos
yeah,
of the
right
guy?
Here. This,
yeah, he looks horrible.
He's smoking.
And he's smoking a cigarette.
It's chemotherapy and cigarettes, his
Let's
last
see, where's
days.
The picture? Yeah, watch oh, is that him?
Yeah, he's very thin. Very,
oh,
very thin.
Man.
And it's exclusive photos they have on of the National Enquirer. I saw
looks
said...
Like, looks like Billy Crystal.
He does, doesn't he? I saw it said on television that, Sasha, they said that the best case scenario with pancreatic cancer is no one's lived like more than 5 years with it.
I think the 5-year survival rate is 4%.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
so
a bad
the outlook's not
get,
good,
man.
But 5 weeks may be a little pessimistic.
So Michael Landon had, as I recall, right, from Little House on the Prairie. Are you too young to
I'm too young for that. Too hey, young let's keep to saying that.
Landon. Hey, what is the real like up-and-coming celebrity that we sort of know, but it's going to be huge in the next 2 years or so?
I would look at Julianne Hough. She is the cute little blonde girl who won Dancing with the Stars last season. She's releasing a country album. I've heard some tracks off of it, and they're not bad. She is gorgeous. She's absolutely adorable, and she's really positioning herself as, you know, like I said, you have this whole crop of young women coming up who are like the anti-Britneys, and she's, I believe, 19, and she's giving interviews saying, oh, I'm going to wait until marriage, and I don't have a boyfriend, and I'm focused on my career, and I think... there's kind of a backlash against the Britney types, and people are going to go more to people like Julianne Hough.
Right, and like Carrie Underwood. Wait, what did you say then?
The chick dancing.
Oh, that's the chick dancing with Carolla? On Adam Carolla with Dancing with the Stars? Is
oh,
that right?
Is, oh, really?
Boy,
okay.
Oh, boy.
Hey, what about Tom and Katie? I mean, Tom Cruise was so crazy there for a while. It seemed we were talking about him all the time.
Yeah.
And
sort of mellowed out.
Katie
huh?
Holmes, yeah, it's mellowed.
They do seem to have mellowed out. Katie, every time I see a picture of Katie, I just feel like she looks 20 years older than she is. You know, something about this seems to have really aged her. But she's with Suri all the time, and it seems like she's really happy being a mother. And Suri is obviously just the cutest little kid. But, yeah, they, I mean, they do seem to have calmed down a little. They're not really making headlines anymore. And I think they like it that way.
And what was the who was the chick he was married to before?
Nicole Kidman.
Nicole Kidman. She was on the Drudge Report today saying she's over Botoxing. Is that right?
People were saying that, yeah, Nicole Kidman gives Botox a bad name because she looks just ridiculous. But I don't know if she's using Botox right now because I think she's pregnant. So I don't know. I don't know why she'd be using Botox
yeah,
right now.
With
Keith Urban,
right? Keith Urban, the country singer, right?
Right.
Oh boy.
And then there were rumors at one point that she was drinking backstage at the Oscars
while pregnant.
Yes, the New York Post reported that she was drinking backstage, and her rep strongly denied it.
Now, isn't Keith Urban the guy Nicole Kidman and Keith Urban got married? Then they got divorced. There were rumors that Keith were separated. Right? There were rumors Keith Urban was. was gay, and then they got remarried or something? Or?
No, I think she's been with him pretty steadily. He's been in and out of rehab, but she's stuck by his side.
All right.
Wow. All right, Sasha's with us. I'm enjoying the show.
Making sounds
over there. EvilBeatGossip.com. We'd love to have you back sometime. An awfully entertaining guest who has a great website. And if you have any breaking news, please call us.
Absolutely.
Put it on EvilBeatGossip.com.
Yeah, you put it on your bookmarks there, EvilBeatGossip.com. Just check it every day, see what's going on in the world.
Thanks for stopping by, man.
Thank you very much, you guys.
All right, it is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM.